And then its points, it fiya du'afa wal nas wa masakinuhum. The Jannat put forward its point. And now we can understand even the qualities of Jannat. The Jannat is saying, in me are the poor people. In me are the weak. So if a person is weak, whether it is financially weak, whether it's weak in status, whether it's weak as far as his lineage is concerned, his surname is concerned, it doesn't matter. But these are a sign that this person is, he's got a quality of Jannat in him. So a person who is obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's got, because this is something that Jannat even bragged about, that in me are people that are weak, in me are people that are poor. So this wealth and this popularity doesn't mean much. So then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, فَقَدَ اللَّهُ بَيْنَهُمَا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala resolved this dispute. What did Allah say? إِنَّكِ الْجَنَّةُ رَحْمَتِي أَرْحَمُ بِكِ مَنْ أَشَاءُ O Jannat, you are my rahmat. I show rahmat. O Jannat, you are my mercy. I show mercy through you to whoever I wish. So I want to show mercy on somebody, then I'll destine this person, I'll enter this person into Jannat. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed Jahannam, إِنَّكِ النَّارُ عَذَابِي أُعَذِّبُ بِكِ مَنْ أَشَاءُ O Jahannam, you are my punishment. And whoever I want to punish, I will punish through you. So therefore, this is a beautiful hadith. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam goes on to say, وَلِكِلِيكُمَا عَلَيَّ مِلْءُهَا And both of them I will fill up on the day of Qiyamah. Both will be full. Jannat and Jahannam will be full. We did that hadith before, previously. That Allah will ask Jahannam on the day of Qiyamah, هَلْ مِمْ مَزِيد That do you still want more? Do you still want to be more full? You know, like when you're offering a person, do you want more food? Jahannam will be asked, do you want more? So Jannat will ask for more. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to set a Jannat will, in whichever way, يَلِكُ فِي شَأْنِهِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will stamp on it. So Jannat, almost like it will become compressed, and now it will ask for no more. So that's what will happen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create a new creation, because Jannat will also want more inmates. Allah will create a brand new creation and put this new creation into Jannat. But that enjoyment, ulama explained, that new creation will get, won't be like the enjoyment insan will get. Why? Because insan went through the difficulties of this dunya. He went through the hardship of this dunya. And he faced all the difficulties. So that enjoyment he'll get in Jannat will be much more than even the new creation that faced no difficulties of this world. New creation will get when that is, when they are placed in Jannat. Today's hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, la yanzuru Allahu yawm al-qiyamati ila man jarra izarahu bataran. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah will not look at a person on a day of Qiyamah. Which person? That person who drags his trousers due to pride. He lowers his garment out of pride. Ulama tell us that our low garment will be above our ankles. People say, no, I'm not doing it out of pride. But yes, specifically Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned that person that is doing it out of pride, Allah will not look at him with mercy. And other hadith it mentions that this is the quality of those proud people, that they want to wear their garments lower than their ankles. So this is something you have to be very, very careful of. We'll do one more hadith for today. وَعَنْهُ وَنَبِي هُرِيرَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهُ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ ثَلَاثَةٌ لَا يُكَلِّمُهُمُ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned three people Allah will not talk to them on the day of Qiyamah. Now those people that have the real love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they hear this, this is enough for them. That Allah will not talk to me on the day of Qiyamah. What it means, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not look at this person with mercy. Allah will not show rahmat to that person. وَلَا يُزَكِّيهِمْ Allah will not purify him. وَلَا يَنْزُرُ إِلَيْهِمْ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not even glance at him with that rahmat. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ And for this person is a painful punishment. Which are these three people? The first is Shaykhun Zanin. The first person is an old man that commits zina. Why? Because by now this person's eyes should have opened up. He's seen so many people passing away around him. So many people he lost. By now the reality of life should dawn upon him. That I'm heading towards Qabr. I'm going so close towards Qabr. And my health is also deteriorating. I can see the reality in front of me. And still I go and commit adultery. So then this person is doing something that is very, very unnecessary. Something that is contrary to a person what he should be doing. So now when this old person commits zina, this is the punishment. The next thing Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, وَمَلِكٌ كَذَّابٌ That king or that leader that speaks lies. Why? Because he's in that position, there's no need for him now to lie. A person sometimes to get a certain job, to get a certain position, or to secure some contract or something, a person may lie. But the man who is a leader already, there is no other position that he needs to secure. There is no other job that he needs to secure. Now in that position of leadership, he lies to people. Because remember, when the leader lies, then the whole community faces the difficulty. For example, if the person in charge, the government in charge now steals, then the whole population feels the effect of the stealing and the corruption of the government. Everyone starts suffering the poverty. Everyone starts suffering the hardship. So the lies of the leader doesn't only affect the leader, it affects the masses. So therefore Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that this is the next person. And the third type of person is wa'ailun mustakbirun. That person who is proud and he's poor. One is a person who's got a lot of wealth and he's got a lot of pomp and a lot of glory, and it would that he is proud. That in itself is something that is not good, as we did in the, as we're doing in the hadith. But here, a person who got nothing to be proud about and he's still proud. So this is not liked at all. That despite you having nothing, you don't have any social standing, you got no money, you got no wealth, but yet you're displaying pride. This is something that is totally unnecessary and contrary to what the norm is. So therefore, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has told us that this type of person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not talk to him. These three type of people, Allah will not talk to them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not purify and make them pure. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala won't even give them the nazar of rahmat. And for them is painful punishment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of inculcating these beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our lives and bringing that level of humility that we ought to have. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun al mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.